about the extraordinary. Hey, your comments, thoughts, and words of wise wisdom on these stories and others always welcome on the Roger Good Show.
Enjoy the music.
That's right, music is what we came here for. The best song ever. Coming up as we continue to launch Varsity Rugby 2020.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
In the headlines at 7, NUMSA to meet with members over Glencore notice and the 2019 Newsmaker of the Year revealed.
Top story from down under, Serena Williams was sent packing by China's Huang Huang, and in the main section, 14 seed Diego Schwartzman advanced to round 4. I've got that and more for you, 7:30.
Good morning. NUMSA will meet with their members today affiliated to the Glencore Rustenburg smelter after receiving a Section 189 notice from Glencore. Glencore has indicated that they need to retrench 665 workers employed at the smelter. According to the notice, the company is experiencing operational difficulties and needs to consult alternatives to save the smelter. The Judiciary Commission into State Capture will continue to hear testimony today about the Gupta-linked TNA media company. Former Eskom board chair Zola Tsotsi will wrap up his testimony this morning. Amina Akram has the story.
The commission will today hear testimony from other state-owned entities and how they were captured. Internal communications specialist for Transnet Group, Joseph Jackson, is expected to testify. The commission will also hear testimony from former senior stakeholder relations from Transnet and a former Transnet board chairperson. Former Eskom board member Mafika Mkwanazi will also testify.
Anti-apartheid activist Neil Agut's partner Elizabeth Floyd says she doesn't believe he committed suicide. She testified at the inquest into Agut's death in the High Court in Joburg yesterday. Agut was found hanging in his cell at the then John Forster Square police station in Johannesburg on the 5th of February 1982. The hearing continues this morning. Western Cape Community Safety Minister Albert Fritz has condemned the killing of four people who were shot dead at a tavern in Khayelitsha earlier this week. The victims were allegedly ambushed by six unknown suspects. Fritz's spokesperson, Kayla Ann Murray.
In a study published by the Department of Health in 2012, it was highlighted that alcohol misuse occurs so frequently because alcohol is easy to access and relatively inexpensive. In our most underprivileged communities, we see an ever-increasing number of illegal liquor outlets, which operate late into the night and without prerequisite safety controls in place. This can no longer be allowed to be the status quo.
Eskom has been named the 2019 Newsmaker of the Year by the National Press Club. The award is presented annually based on the amount of media coverage the winner received, as well as the impact thereof. The National Press Club says the Springbok team's World Cup victory also made them a strong contender.